We are learning Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. We are beginning on the bottom of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Zok to Gemara. Tzen the Mishnah, Shoy Mechinam Eina Nishpa. A Shoy Mechinam, when it comes to those four things, does not make a Shua. I'm going to spoke out of Mechagas Rashi. And Taisfis, if they're Chayiv for Pshia, but that's for sure, they don't make a Shua. Frank the Marakash, Reminu. I'm asking you a Kasha from a Halacha regarding Shkolim. The Halacha is, that every person has given machzor shekel on time of this Beis HaMikdash, and they put that machzor shekel in the big room, and they took off a truma, which means they took off some of those shkolim for the kabbonis three times a year, before Pesach, and before Shavuos, and before Sukkot. This way, every single person in Klai Yisrael had a chelik in the kabbonis. So the Mishnah says, in Mesechus Shkolim like this, so the cities, they didn't all go up to bring up shkolim. Shkolim had to be sent up at their time, so they sent the shliach, with the whole city's supply of shkolim, everyone gave shkolim. The nignavu ishavdu, and it got stolen or lost. So now the question is, what should we do? So imish nitma truma, if the gizbarim already took off the truma, which means they took off before Pesach the amount they could use for the kabbanis, so then these guys who sent it are potter. Because when they take off truma, they have a mind of all the things that are on the way as well. And therefore, they already yaitze their mitzvah of having a chelik in the kabbanis. And now, who takes the loss? The gezvarim, the hektish. So what's the halacha? These shluchim were brought these shkolim and got lost or got stolen. So what they do is, then ishbam the gezvarim, they make a shuah to the gezvarim, that they were not b'sheya. And I'm live, and if they didn't do truma yet, ishbam b'neir, they make a shvuah to the city people who sent the money. They make a shvuah to them that they were in Pesheha. But this is all part of the Mishnah. No, Bnei Yair Sheikl V'Acharim Tachdeim. In a case where it was a fort of Truma, was found out that it was stolen. So the Bnei Yair have to send a new Machzor Shekel to replace that one. Nimtzu, if the lost thing I found, or Shechzirim or the Ganovim returned it. Shechzirim or Ganovim. Elu Ve'elu Shkolim Heim. They are both considered Shkolim. Ve'in Oil Mem Shana Abba. It means the Bnei had to send new shkolim, and now it was found. So now the Gizbar has two half shekels. The halacha is they're both for this year, they can't be used for next year, and they both have a kedushas of machzor shekel used for kabbanis. But what do you see in this Mishnah very clearly? That these Shemre Sacha Pashas, that's what they are, they're taking up they're paid courier to bring up the machzor shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, the Chayiv and the Shvuah. So you see, not like our Mishnah, you see about hektish to chayiv and shvuah. Here we're handling a shekel, which is hektish, and you see chayiv and shvuah. So it's a kasha on our Mishnah. And for the Gemara, on Shmuel, hocham and oisim. There's shemisachir. They're getting paid for this. The punk says shemichin and mishpah. Same halacha is that no one makes a shvuah, not a shemisach either. But the case of it is shemisachir. On Shmuel, hocham and oisim sachir, askinon, and why are they making a shvuah? V'nishbam litos charam. You're right, they don't have to make a shvuah about being a shomer. That they don't have to make a shvuah. It's the mufka from the parasha of shvuah. But here they're making a shvuah to collect their money from the owners, the balabatim who sent the machzor shekel. Break the mar, if that's the case, so why in a case where it was after truma, it says, shvam ligizbarim is mashma, they have to swear that they were not b'sheya, and therefore they're not chayiv to pay. The chayyur, there's no chiv to pay, we're saying. The mufka from the parasha shayimim. And the whole shayla is just to collect their salary. So why respond the gizbarim? Yachon respond the gizbarim, lebnei yir nevoilet. This should be swearing to lebnei yir. Amar rabba, you're right. Respond lebnei yir, mayim at gizbarim. Since the gizbarim take the loss, after nitzvah truma, they won't take the loss. So therefore, we want them to make the shvua to the bnei yir to collect the money. Kehechel el nechzenu. The gizbar shouldn't be chayshu them, they took it. Ve'inami. They should be called Paishim. They want to clear their name. That's why we make a shoe in front of the Gizbarim. He says, I understand something. Even if they're not Chayiv, Medin Shomrim, to pay fit, but why are they collecting the salary? If they're a Shomer Sachar, their job is to watch a good. If they lost it, they shouldn't collect their salary that for the courier's service. They should lose their salary, they should use their payment. Amarava, you're right. Here the case was an oinus. And they still make a shvua just to swear they weren't Peshaya. But here was a case of the Oynis, they're collecting their payment, and they make a shvua that they were not Peshaya. They don't have to make a shvua they're not Peshaya. The shvua just is to collect the salary. That's the Gemara's Teretz. Rabbi Yochanan has different Teretz of the Kasha. But we're talking about a regular shvua, a shvua sashoimrim, that they weren't Peshaya. The question was that the problem is that we don't have shvua on kachim. More answers. How many Rav Shimon he? We had this Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon in the Mishnah don't know, but the Rav Shimon in the Mishnah in the Masechta Shavuos adds on even legabe shomrim. Amar Hamani Rav Shimon he doma kachim shechayev b'achriusam kachim that the owner is chayev in the achrayus. Yesh lehem ayna. There's ayna v'nishbar maleim. You also make a shvua on it. So here we have. The class example called Shechayev Chusa means a guy says, Hare alai oila, I'm going to bring oila, I'm responsible to bring oila, and he puts aside oila. If someone steals that oila, it's causing the owner loss, then there's a din of regular mammon on that. Why? Because Dava Garim Lamamon, Mammon Dama according to Rav Shimon, is Dava Garim Lamamon. But here we're saying even more, not only is there aina, but there's a shvua alehem, and we're saying the same thing as by Machta Shekel, something he's Chayev and Chayev is for. So therefore, it'll be called Dava Garim Lamamon if someone loses it. That's only before the truma was taken. So there, the owners are responsible still. So it's Chayev Achriusam. So it's Sidim Mamon. But after the truma is given, the owner is not Chayev in the Chayev. And more the time was in the Chayev. So the time al Avud, that when the Gizmo takes the truma for the Machsa Sheka, for the Kabonis, he does it even on the things that are lost, Vahal Gavri, things that are collected didn't reach him yet, Vahal Osid, Ligvais, something that's on the way, or someone's going to send it, we know for sure he's going to send it. All these things, Avud means it's lost, Gavri means it's on the way, but it's very collected, and Osid Ligvais means that the guy wants to, he's going to send it, just it was an Oynish, couldn't send it right away.
What does Avud mean?
Avud means lost. It was lost on the way.
No,
yeah.
Is it our case,
Avud? Yeah, exactly. So it says in our case, it works, the Truma.
But Avud was prior to...
No. Here, if he didn't know about it, the owner did not know about it yet. The owner did not know about the Avud yet. That's what I'm talking about. He didn't know about the Avud. It was Avud without knowing about it yet. We had it before that if the owners know about it before, they have to replace it. But let's say they didn't know about it. Let's say it was lost.
Rish Chodesh Adar... It was lost before the Gizmo.
Yes. They're on phones those days. So here, they sent it out on Tu B'Shvat, right after they made a Shech Yonu on the Esrog Jelly. They sent out the Machzor Shekel. It takes around a month to get there. They found out around Nisan time that it never made it there. But by that time already, Nisan, they take already the thing. So no one knew about it. They couldn't replace it. If he finds out about it before Nisan, he has to send it in. But after Shvat, he doesn't have to send it in. But they take Allah of it, even though it was Kabishmaya was lost. It still works. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that after Nitzvah Tuma, why are you making a shvua? Like it's Baram, why are you making a shvua b'chlal? We're answering now, you're making a shvua because you're chayav b'chrayis, not chayav b'chrayis after it's after Tuma. So Gemara answers, Elon Rav Lazar, shvua zu takanas chachami shlo yibnei odom mezalzl mekteishai. So nupshat, you're right, there's no din shvua. Why? Because it's kachim. So the first teretz was, he's shvua to get your salary. The second teretz was saying out Dovah Gaon Mammon, and now we're saying really a third teretz that Be'etzem the Shavu is Lepata Minat Hashlum, you don't have to pay. I Mechari Pata anyway. So it says Rabbanim is Takana. They shouldn't mezalzel beKedushasan. It sounds like be right. This Takana will be every case that they made a Takana. They don't want people to be stopping mezalzel and kachim every time you're watching. You're a shomer, you're safeguarding a kachim. You'll just lose it. What do you care? You Pata. If we made a din shvua, she zalzel bnei odom beekdeshes. So the Gemara writes, "Noi sachan mesham says that a noi sachar there's no din shomer sachar." Ramle Rav Yosef Achamal the Rabbah. Tanan, noi sachan mesham says our Mishnah, noi sachar if by hekdesh is not paid. V'Rabbi Nosi Kasha, soicha is a payel, lishmor is a paro. If you hire a payel to watch the paro, this is obviously the one who's hiring is the gizbar because someone the paro aduma, paro aduma has to be watched. That doesn't do malacha, no oil goes on it, and it doesn't carry any load. So they hired a team of security staff to watch the paro. Well, lishmar is a tinuk. The tinuk was, they used to have these tinukas who grew up in these cities that were completely tar, was built on a rock, in order to matar the kahanim, or lishmar is a zroim, to watch the zroim for the carbon oimer, that this had to be the first zroim that were cut. And or from it was a case of shvius where they don't want people from Hefka to take it, Sak upon him, they hired watchmen, hegdish hard watchmen. The halacha is ain no islam schar Shabbos. You don't pay him for Shabbos. Lefikach ain a chrayes Shabbos law. Therefore, he's no chrayes for Shabbos because you're not allowed to pay someone for Shabbos because you're not allowed to take schar Shabbos on Shabbos. So a watchman is not allowed to take schar Shabbos. Hoya schir Shabbos schir chayes Roshani. He paid him about a month or part of a week, which means he didn't get paid per day. He got paid $300 a week or $1,000 a month, or Schir Shana per year, or Schir Shavua per 7 years. Then there's Lo Yishchar Shabbos. Then the Shabbos is occluded, because Havla, and it's Mutter takes Chash Shabbos that way. Lefika Achrayis, Shabbos love. Therefore, it's Chayiv and Achrayis. Before we get to the steer, I just want to point out something about Schir Shabbos. Schir Shabbos Havla means only if the salary is structured in a way that has Havla. But let's say you get paid per day. Let's say you get paid $100 a day, but only pays you once a week. That's not called Havla. That's called paying right there. I only pay once a week. But again, that's called Schar Shabbos. If I pay $100 a day, I get $700 a week. Even if I pay you at once, $700, that's not called Havla. That's called Schar Shabbos. It's only if I pay you per week. That's called Havla. Why is it Nafkamina? Someone has a savings account. You have a savings account. They're giving now like 4.5%. He has $100,000 in a savings account. So he gets around $4,500 a year. How does it get accrued? Every day he gets money. Every day. If it's a shorter month, he gets a shorter day. So now, L'chayr, it's a problem of Schar Shabbos. You're getting money for Shabbos. So what's the answer? Why is no problem of Schar Shabbos? Because it's Havla. You know why? Because they figure out the day from 12 o'clock midnight to next 12 o'clock midnight. So Shabbos, Friday, you get, it's the Friday night is a Muvla on Friday. And Shabbos is Muvla Matzah Shabbos. So it's good. What happens if you have a two-day Yontif or a Shabbos and a Yontif together? Then it's a problem. So the Moshe talks about it in Chelik Aleph, Siman Nun Tes talks about this. People don't know this. It's a problem of Schar Shabbos. But he says there's 2 day yontif in a ray. Well, not a Shabbos. It's fine because there it's fake at the yoma. So yeah, I'm showing his chesed. But he says if you have a Shabbos and a yontif, he says you should give the money to tzedakah. So it used to be so you only owe around 3 cents to tzedakah. Usually, you know, because usually that was usually got 9 cents a year on $100,000 now. But now already it's a lot of money. So it's a shikul like you got to give a few dollars to tzedakah if you have a case of Shabbos and Sunday. So it's important in the kud that's chas Shabbos that not everyone's aware of. Anyway, back to our regular programming. Back to here. Our Bava Metzia Gemara that says over here that if you're getting Schar Shabbos, then you have Chayav Achrayis. If not, you Chayav Achrayis. What's going on over here? Why Chayav Achrayis? Talking about a Hekdash over here, and the Hekdash not Chayav Hashem Ezechah. My love, L'shalem. Does it mean they have to pay? If something gets lost, you have to pay for it. No, it just means to lose your wages. It says, Achrayis Shabbos Alav, negate to lose your wages. Right, the Gemara. Yoch, Rachel, Tony, in Achrayis Shabbos Alav. He's saying he's not a chroi. He doesn't lose his schar. What do you mean? Mirsa schar Shabbos. He's not getting paid. Vaktani inosle schar Shabbos. Ishtik. It was quiet. Mamash apella. If you learn that a shomer does not get paid, what are we talking about over here? If we're learning that a shomer is not responsible to pay for the damages, what are we talking about? If he doesn't get paid, ain't a chroi Shabbos love. What does it mean? Don't say he's not in a chroi Shabbos means he doesn't, if it gets lost, he doesn't get paid. He will get paid still. He doesn't get paid anyway. You got the kasha? No. Yeah. The kasha is simple, like this. It says, if you're not getting paid for Shabbos, for example, it's not Havlah, ain't a chrayis Shabbos law. What does that mean, a chrayis Shabbos law? What does that mean? It means that he's not responsible. If it gets lost, he's not responsible. He's not responsible anyway. The halacha is what he says, he's not responsible. That's the kasha. Tell me it means he's not responsible, he still gets paid. That's what it means. He's not getting paid. Not getting paid. If you want to read the kasha one time, that's what's inside. It says, the Yalka Rachel Tony in a Chrayah Shabbos love that you're not responsible to pay for the Pashiach. Hachinamid lahafsha schari. That means that you're losing, that you don't lose your wages. In a Chrayah, you don't lose wages. You don't get wages. Mirzah is Chrayah Shabbos. Tony in this is Chrayah Shabbos. Ishtik is quiet. It's Mashapella. On Malay. So this kasha, Rav Yosef asked Rabbi. The Rabbi was stumped. So Rabbi says, Rav Yosef, you asked me the kasha. Do you have anything on this? So he says, you heard something on this? Yeah, I did. The case of Hekdish was by Sechas of Pile Lushmas Para that they made a kinyan with the guy to be Meshabez the Chasim to be responsible. It means Hekdish normally, a regular Shem Esach Mestama is not Chayiv to pay for damages. But you could make up with him to be Chayiv for damages. And that was the case over here. They wanted the guy to protect this. So he's the Konum Yadai, he was accepted to take care of the damages. That was the case in this Gemara that he took care of the damages. Look at the Gemara of Ait. Rav Shimon was mechayish tos that something yichayev achrayis, so that's called dava garim lemamoin and the izayna. Tani tana kamer der vitzchah ba'aba. Here we're talking about the chiyev of a carbon osham gazelis. If someone makes a shvua that he didn't steal it, I don't owe it to you. Those cases that were about v'kadon, he says I don't have the v'kadon. Yichayev a carbon shvua. So it says over there like this: Kachim shechayev achriusam. You had a kachim that yichayev achriayis. He gave someone to watch it. And then you come to him the next day. You say, "Can I have my shar back?" He says, "Nah, your shar. I don't know. I never saw a shar in my life." So he makes a shvua. So yichayev a carbon or not? So he says like this: Kachim shechayev achriusam chayev. Yichayev a carbon. Why? Shani karev behem b'Hashem v'kichesh. The pasuk says, "Nefesh kisechto mala mala b'Hashem v'kichesh ba'amisev v'kadim shumas yod." So he's saying here it's called Bashem v'kichesh, because it's hektish, so it's called Bashem, and therefore you chayev the carbon. V'she'ena chayev v'chirusam potter. Why? Shani karabem b'amisa v'kichesh. That's b'amisa v'kichesh, not Bashem. You have to have Bashem. And ena chayev v'chirusam is no Bashem. Amalei, so he says to them, Kabbalai, I don't know what you're talking about. Ipcha mastavra. For two reasons, this makes no sense. Ipcha mastavra. Rashi explains, kol dvar mirim hefa. First of all, ena chayev v'chirusam is more Hashem than Chayev HaKhusam. That's number one. And number two is, the more it's Hedyet, the more it's Chayev HaKarbim, because by Hashem, there's no Chayev, by Hashem HaKdesh, not Chayev HaShua at all. So both things are a problem. What do we say? Some of Chayev HaKhusam is Bashem HaKichesh, and HaKhusam is not Bashem HaKichesh. First of all, Fakir, the less Bashem, the more Chayev you are, is number one. Number two is, I would think any Chayev HaKhusam is more Hashem. That's what I ask. Klapi Lai means, where are you going with this? Ibkum is Dabra. Amalei Smayish, I throw out the Brisa. Amalei Loi, Hachkam, this is Pshan the Brisa. Kachim Shechayiv Achriusam Chayiv. Kachim that's Chayiv in Achrayis is Chayiv Bekarbon. You know why? Because that's more Amisaidik. It's not fully Amisaid. The Israbu, we make a rebuild from Hashem Vekichesh. V'she'ene Chayiv Achriusam Potter, the Maita Amisa Vekichesh. If it's not Chayiv Achriusam Fakir, there's Taka more Kachim Dik. And therefore, you attack a potter because it's a miyat from a misa. When you chayev achrusam, it's also not mamash a misa because it's a kachim. But since you chayev achrusam, we're marbe from Bashem to be chayev, and that answers both kashas. So the way we advise is that kachim chayev achrusam as you carry by Bashem, we're marbe more Bashem that's chayev, and it's chayev because it's more mam and bailam. Any chayev achrusam is potter because that's not mam and bailam. That's a chesar in Amisa. It's a miyat in Amisa. Therefore, it's not chayiv because it's a miyat vam that kachav is not chayiv in this carbon.